Good Friday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. This is my last Friday In Focus ever. It's kind of weird, kind of sad in a way. But we're going to have a good show nonetheless. We're going to have Riley County Extension Agent Megan Daughtry will be in after this first break. We'll have a very quick segment here to open things up, and then we'll get to her. Then around 9:30, we'll have Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence, along with Janice Schroeder, who is a parent educator with Parents as Teachers. They're going to talk about an upcoming program. Do want to look at just kind of my last few In Focuses. Only got three left after today. Monday, we'll have KSU Vet Med. Dr. Neela Boyer will be in. We're going to have C. Clyde Jones, the legendary C. Clyde Jones, will be in here Monday to talk about the USC 383 bond. And we'll have Flint Hills Volunteer Center Executive Director Lori Bishop will be in, talk about some events going on the next day to honor the anniversary of September 11th. Looking at September 11th, we'll have folks from Riley County in. And I'm very glad to have former news director, my former boss, Kathy Dawes, will be in Tuesday morning to talk about Hope Ranch. We've had some things in the news about Hope Ranch, about them extending some services and kind of expanding some services into Topeka. And just personally, it's really great to have Kathy in. It'll be my next to last In Focus. So that's going to be special for me to have Kathy in just right there at the end to kind of help send me off. Wednesday, my last show for In Focus, we'll have Pott County School folks and also North Central Flint Hills Area Agency Executive Director Julie Walter will be in. So that's kind of the last rundown for my last few shows hosting In Focus. Before we get Megan in, I do have K-Man reporter Nick McNamara in the studio with me, and you've kind of been in here on In Focus just kind of watching things in case you're going to, in case you'll need to host at any point. I know you'll probably be producing a lot, and you and Dave will be teaming up on that when I'm gone. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, because you've been totally on top of this flood coverage all week, and we're at Friday. What a long week. It's been a long week for you many ways.
It really has.
Because you're reporting on, and this happens sometimes in this line of work when you're reporting on something, because you're more than reporting on something. You're also reporting on, you're reporting on more than just something that's happening in Manhattan. You're reporting on it. It affected you personally as well. That's kind of a weird thing in a way, right?
Yeah, it's a little surreal. You know, typically you want to be like really impartial. You want to be objective when you're reporting on a subject. But it's kind of hard when, you know, you lived there. I lived at Garden Way at the Evergreen Apartments on the first floor. Well, I had just started moving in.
Just in the process of moving in.
Yeah, I had just signed my lease for September 1st. and I had moved quite a bit of my possessions there. Luckily, I didn't move everything, like my car and my bed. But everything beyond like a car and bed was basically there, from clothes to laptops to all my memorabilia and personal items.
Like Monday was 5 days ago, 4 or 5 days. How long does it feel to you? It probably feels more like a month ago.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of sleep, but it feels like ages, honestly.
And do want to remind folks, and Nick, I think you were telling me just a little bit ago that you're going to check this out personally, but you'll probably bring a microphone recorder with you, maybe get a little audio while you're there. But there's going to be that multi-agency resource center that's going to open today, less than an hour from now. It'll open at 10 o'clock at St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Manhattan. It'll be open until 7 o'clock, and it's really kind of a great collaboration with the city, county, and community organizations here in the region. It's kind of going to be a one-stop sort of spot for folks affected by the flooding to get all different sorts of help, whether it's replacing documents, getting tetanus shots. They'll be available. There'll be food there. There'll be all sorts of stuff. I know you're going to check that out.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a tetanus shot. I was over there cleaning out my apartment the other few days, and with all the mud that's around, it gets on your feet, it gets in your hands, gets in your face, just from like splattering things as you're picking it up. And, you know, anyone who is around it should probably get out there and get one of those shots just in case. I can tell you personally that the water does not, and the mud that was in there does not smell good. It smells a bit like sewage. So just take care of yourselves. Don't test it.
Yeah, take advantage of this. Again, it opens at 10 o'clock. It's free. It's totally a spot for you to check out a lot of different resources to help you out if you were affected by those floods. 10 o'clock this morning to 7 p.m. at St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Manhattan. And Nick, I know another thing. You've been in a lot of conversations with City Manager Ron Fear this week. I guess what's the latest that you know on some of the flood issues? To really put you on the spot.
Yeah, I've been speaking to him on and off here and there. He's been talking a lot. He's referred to the event as a 500-year flood, and I've talked to him specifically a little bit about the runoff issue that folks have been bringing up. People are very concerned about the amount of development along the creek and how that feeds the water into the creek. And I'm going to speak with him again, hopefully soon, a little more in depth about the actual effects of that. And he has been the last I heard from him was that it needs a lot of concrete to flood into that, or to flow as much water as did into that creek, but also that the watershed itself is 99 square miles, and we only control, as the city, control 10% of that, and that's at the very bottom. So if it rains up the line, that's kind of, it just all flows to us. And there's only so much they can do at the bottom of the barrel, as they say, to just mitigate that. There are a few things that he did point out regarding detention pods up near Fort Riley that could help, but from what he told me, it was only about 20% of the flow would have been stemmed, and even being out there, I can tell you, even 80% of that flood would have still been pretty bad.
Well, definitely been appreciating your coverage, and I know you've been like looking at all the comments on some of the stories you've written on the Facebook page, and you've actually been looking into those comments that readers have posted, and you've been looking into a lot of those questions, so appreciate that. I'm sure it'll be something you'll be on top of for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure the developments will keep going for a while, and I'll do my best to. I feel like it's my duty, just to keep getting the information to the people in a worse place than me.
All right, very good. KMAN reporter Nick McNamara, thanks so much for all your coverage. We come back, we'll take our first break. We'll have Megan Dowtry, Riley County Extension, will be in studio with us on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
So, have you thought any more about it?
Thought any more about what?
Do we move or improve?
Whoa, honey, you cut right to the chase, don't you?
I'm just so tired of going back and forth about it. We've got to do something. Our windows are so outdated and aren't the least bit energy efficient.
Can't decide whether to move or improve? Let Midland Exteriors turn your old house into your new home with new Infinity from Marvin Windows, made from patented Ultrex material. Infinity from Marvin Windows.